You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and we deceive many." Jesus put the burden of protecting yourself against deception on you. He said, "Take heed that no one deceives you," because that means if you are deceived, it is your fault. He has placed the responsibility on you to take heed. That means you should do everything not to be deceived. You should question what you hear. You should be careful what you hear. Sadly, today, people are raising the church against this statement of Christ. They are telling you, don't check what you are hearing. They are telling you, don't judge what you are hearing. They are telling you, allow that man to say anything he likes. Anybody can come today and say he's a prophet. It will be Christian that will be defending that person and say, maybe that's what God called him to come and say. Jesus said, "You allow that woman that calleth herself a prophet." She is the one calling herself a prophet. Again, in Revelation chapter 2, Jesus said to the church in Ephesus, he said, "You have tried those who say they are apostles but are not, but are liars." Even as at that time, men were already lying with titles. They thought apostleship is a title, but they found them to be liars. If it was to be today, somebody will say, "Leave them. Why are you always judging? What are you checking? Are you the one that sent them?" And then we are exposing ourselves today to false teachings, to false doctrine. The fact that a man is 90 years old does not mean he is telling the truth. Truth is not by age. A 20-year-old can preach the truth, and a 90-year-old can be lying. You should take it. You should judge what you are hearing. Don't let anybody tell you that, who are you to be judging this old people's message? It's not by chronological age. Christianity is not by chronological age. Our walk with God is not determined by chronological age. It is how we have walked with God. In the generation of Enoch, many of them were growing to be 900 years, 800 years. They didn't know God. But Enoch, was it not at 360 or so that he was taken away? And he had this testimony that he walked with God. Brethren, it is not by age. Jesus was 30 years old when he began ministry, at the age of 30. So brethren, you have responsibility to take heed to your soul. And don't esteem any man as infallible. Don't take any man and say, this man, he can't deceive us. This man cannot lie. I tell you, there are people today who are 80 years old, who have been preaching for 50 years, who are deceiving people. Take heed that no man, that word no man means, don't spare anybody. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. Jesus said, many will come saying, "I am Christ." They are not going to say they are Christ. They are going to point to Jesus as the Lord, but they are going to deceive many. Hey, when Jesus said they will deceive many, we should take it, brethren, because today they are deceiving many. They are gathering people in hundreds of thousands and feeding them with jargons, with covetous messages, with doctrines of demons, with human philosophies, and not with Christ. Take heed that no one deceives you. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.